before that, I want to talk about ice hockey and Pink. There's going to be an awful lot of Pink in the ice rink in Altrincham today. It's all because of the Christie. The Manchester Storm are turning the rink pink. A couple of the players from the Elite League in our patch are here to tell us why. They being Jack and Paul. Jack, you better introduce yourself. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm Jack Prince. It's great to be here. Looking forward to talking with you for the rest of this.
And Paul, good morning. Now, are you a semi-local lad, Paul?
I am a semi-local lad, as you can probably tell with the accent.
There you go.
Already. Yeah, grew up in Bolton, lived there all my life. Just a little place called Blackrod, pretty much opposite the Reebok Stadium. So, yeah, from the house that I grew up in, you can see the Reebok Stadium, the house that we're in now. So, yeah, a local lad, and I grew up watching the Manchester Storm. So it's pretty surreal putting the jersey on every week and having people scream my name rather than me
Isn't
shouting
it strange?
Somebody else's
name. It's a lovely
name.
Story. This, for those that don't know, this is Paul Swindlehurst. And, Paul, were you a mascot back
Twice.
In the day?
Yeah, I was a mascot.
And you were a massive Storm fan,
yeah.
Dreamed of playing for them, and here you are. Living the dream, aren't you?
Exactly, yeah. So when I was 8 years old, we'd go down to the MEN Arena and watch the old Manchester Storm play. And yeah, one of the reasons, like, if you don't know, I were 23, and my favourite player growing up was Pierre Allard, who played for the Manchester Storm. And that's the reason to this day why I still were 23.
Oh, right. So you're happy to wear, you wear your idol's number?
Yes, 100. That's usually what most people do in ice hockey.
Do they not retire the numbers like they do? And sometimes when a player leaves, they kind of put their shirt up in the eaves and retire the number.
So if you've been at a team long enough and you've done a substantial amount for the team, then they will retire the jersey. But luckily for me, Pierre Allard wasn't at the old Storm that long, so
right.
His number wasn't retired from
How
the
nice
club.
For you.
So it means that I've got the chance to wear it, and hopefully I'm doing it well.
You're doing a fine job, because people in the know tell me you are. Jack Prince is the Jack who introduced himself, and you wear 11. Is there any reason, or do you just like the number?
No, I'm similar to Paul. Mine wasn't really an idol, but when I was younger, I was about 11 years old, and I ended up going to Cannes, France for a tournament when I was playing in Nottingham. And there was a guy on that team, his last name was Rathbone, and he looked after me, and I was kind of staying with him and took me under his wing. And ever since that, I've really just worn that number because I looked up to him, and it stuck with me throughout the years.
That doesn't sound like a Leicester accent to me, Jack.
But I can talk back and forth, so...
You're a Leicester lad?
I'm a Leicester lad.
But where do you get the twang from, then?
The twang comes from the last 9 years I've been in the States. So I moved out in 2006. I lived in Michigan for 3 years. 2 years, and then I went to Texas for 3 years, and then I've actually been in university in the University of Alabama in Huntsville for the last 4 years.
All connected with the ice hockey?
All with ice hockey, played in all three spots, and come back this year for my first year of professional ice hockey with the Manchester Storm.
How was that on the rest of the family? Well, you were away for so long. I mean, you went very early. I mean, you told me earlier,
yeah.
You went to Chicago when you were 13.
I was lucky enough that I went over to Chicago when I was 13 for 2 years, and then things didn't really work out, so I came back for 1 year, and I did my GCSEs over here in 1 year somehow, and very fortunate for that. And then I went back out with my dad's job. He got a job transfer to Michigan. So my dad's still out there till today. He's actually in Leicester right now visiting some family. He was over and doing business this week. So fortunate that I get to see him. My mum's over. She lives in Knowsley Village, Ormskirk area in Liverpool, looking after her mum because she's not very well right now. So I get to see my family quite a bit, which is a nice pull to bring me back over here. But it wasn't too bad for the last 9 years, seeing as my dad and my mum were out there.
Yeah.
So it's not too bad. But it's nice to be back over now and see the rest of my family, all my aunts and uncles and extended family, my cousins. So it's very fun. They've all been coming out to games, and I look forward to seeing all of them even more throughout the rest of the year.
Does he get teased, Paul, for the accent?
Locker
room.
It's actually hilarious because...
he does sound like he's from Michigan. He doesn't sound like he's from Leicester at all.
But then he'll change, so some words will be really American. And then, so we live with a guy called Adam Harding. He's another British guy.
Right.
So the three of us live in a house, and when he's sat in the house and he's speaking to us, English, with a little twang of American in there. But then as soon as he picks up his phone to his girlfriend, fully American, just switches on a point. And it's the same in the dressing room. He's talking to a Canadian American guy, just an American accent straight, but then he'll turn around.
Do they think you're Canadian? Will Americans Will you say you've got an English? You're an Englishman with an American twang, or do they actually think you're from America?
Everyone will just think I'm from America. I remember.
America.
I was at school, and I was in one class, and classes in America usually like 3 months long, and I managed to go the entire 3 months. And the last day of class, I raised my hand and asked a question in my English accent, and half the class turned around and thought we had a new student in the class.
Who's that guy?
Yeah, exactly. So. No, it's funny. We have a guy on our team, Paul Phillips, who is from Chicago, and I actually played with him when I was 13. And he came back over here, and we reintroduced ourselves and said hi to each other before this season. And obviously, I talked to him in my American accent, and he looked at me and said, "If I closed my eyes and you said, 'Guess who this is,' I would never guess who it is." Because when I first met him and when I played with him, I had an English accent, and that's all I had. And since then, things have changed, and my vocab is now American, and I'm trying to work on getting it back to English.
Stick to being English.
Exactly.
There's a lot to be said for the United States, but sometimes some of their word pronunciations and their spelling leave a lot to be desired,
I have
to tell you.
Yes.
Listen, you're not here to talk about being pseudo-American. We're here to talk about turning the rink pink. Paul, tell me what's happening, because it's all for the Christie, isn't it?
Yeah, so this on Sunday we're playing against the Edinburgh Capitals, and on Sunday's game it's called Pink the Rink. It's a fundraiser for the Christie Foundation, which is a charity really close to my heart and my family's.
Because of your nan, isn't it?
Because of my grandma, on my dad's side, she was a Christie. The Christie Foundation helped her out massively when she was ill. And yeah, I was speaking to my dad this week about it all, and he sent me quite a lengthy email that I've got up in front of me right now because I wasn't able to remember it all, just explaining what they did for my grandma and the family, and how inspiring it was for my dad, because he was my age when my grandma passed away. I never got to meet her. And yeah, I was speaking to him, he said, like, writing the email out, he was seeing it through teary eyes and stuff, because he's not really spoke about it ever to me before. And I've asked questions here and there, but it's something you don't really typically bring up around the dinner table or something like that.
No.
So it's quite nice for me to read this email and to work out what it's done, and the fact that our warm-up jerseys are Christie Foundation pink jerseys, and my parents managed to get my grandma's name on the jersey. So I am warming up before the game with a jersey with my grandma's name written on it. So it's a nice touch. Yeah,
and
definitely.
After the game, the ones you wear for the actual game are pink this time round as well, though, aren't they, Jack? It's not just your warm-up jerseys.
Every game, no matter what the night is, we warm up in our Christie Foundation shirts. We have one for home games and one for away games. And as Paul alluded to, all over the arms are everyone's names that are around the club, fans, relatives, that are to do with the Christie Foundation. And it's a great touch. But this Sunday, our actual game shirts with all the sponsors, it's going to be a regular game shirt. Is pink also, and then after the game they're getting auctioned off to the fans, and they're able to get a chance to get one of their favourite players' shirts that usually they wouldn't be able to get throughout the season, because we wear just the same shirts over and over again.
So that's Sunday night's game.
Sunday night against the Edinburgh Capitals. Yes.
So those who know will go along anyway and enjoy it, and maybe a few more people will come along.
Yeah, hopefully
and,
we get a lot
charity.
More people, and that's the great thing about having a foundation sponsor night is you get more fans that you wouldn't normally through the foundation. The foundation plugs us and we plug the foundation, and it works very well in partnership and helps both organisations out.
Boys, good to see you. Thanks for coming in. Thanks for telling us about it. Turning the rink pink tomorrow night, the Storm against the Capitals. There's Jack and Paul, and I'm grateful to them for their time.